all I ask. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when I chant the holy name of the Lord, all dangers flee. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. So this is in our Vaishnav song book. It's the introduction. It's called A Glimpse into the Life of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Thakur Bhaktivinoda led a life of incessant labor and activity for Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He effected such immense good in the world that his work is only to be compared with the unbounded works of Sri Chaitanya himself and the six Goswamis. It was the spiritual attempts and divine writings of this individual that turned the scale and led the intelligent and educated community to believe to the noble precepts and teachings of Lord Chaitanya. If we look back 180 years, we cannot but be astonished to find how degraded was the condition of the Vaishnava faith that had its pure origin in the deep and majestic spiritual philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even vastly learned pundits could not fathom the super excellent precepts of Lord Chaitanya's philosophy. Yet due to incredulity, born of the ignorance of uncultured men, the Vaishnava faith had been degraded and was considered a beggar's excuse for living at the expense of society. It was by sheer love for the Godhead that Thakur Bhaktivinoda expounded the deep philosophy which had remained concealed in the pages of the Vedas, the Upanishads, the Puranas, and Srimad Bhagavatam. By his action toward divine service, and also by his words sent in simple language to be easily understood by readers in general, he has given this philosophy to the world. It is his writings and his divine unparalleled character that have helped to produce a class of educated and enlightened men who are now proud of their Vaishnava faith and of their acquisition of the spiritual knowledge of the pure and sublime philosophy of Krishna, on which the stern teachings of Sri Chaitanya are based. Though born in opulent circumstances, on September 2nd, 1838, Thakur Bhaktivinoda, who was given the name Kedarnath Dutt, had to meet many difficulties in his early life. His childhood was spent at his maternal grandfather's house at Birnagar, Ulagram, from where he came to Calcutta at the age of 13, after the death of his father. After he completed his education, he was requested to be present at the time of his paternal grandfather's death. His grandfather, Raja Ballabha Dutt, had been a famous personality of Calcutta and had retired to a lonely place in Orissa to spend his last days as an ascetic. He could predict the future and knew when he would die, since he could commune with supernatural beings. Thakur Bhaktivinoda was present at the eventful time when that great soul passed away. And after receiving his grandfather's instructions, he visited all of the major temples and ashrams of the state of Orissa. Bhaktivinoda Thakur then entered the educational service and introduced English education into the state of Orissa for the very first time. He wrote a small book about all the ashrams of the state and mentioned an ashram which was on his ancestor's property. I have a small village named Choti Mangalapur in the country of Orissa, of which I am the proprietor, he wrote. In that village is a religious house which was granted by my predecessors to the holy men as a holding of rent-free land. The head of the institution entirely gave up entertaining such men as chanced to seek shelter on a rainy night. This came to my notice, and I administered a severe threat that his lands would be cruelly resumed if in the future complaints of inhospitality were brought to my knowledge. Bhaktivinoda Thakur later took the government service and was transferred to Bengal. In one town, he gave a historic speech on the Srimad Bhagavatam, which attracted the attention of thousands. He made the world know what hidden treasures pervade every page of Srimad Bhagavatam, which should be read by all persons having a philosophical turn of mind. He was transferred some years later to a town called Champaran. In this town, there was a Brahmadaitya living in a great banyan tree, and he was being worshipped by many degraded people. A Brahmadaitya is a type of ghost. One day, the father of a famous girl scholar came to Bhaktivinoda for alms, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur at once employed him in reading the Srimad Bhagavatam under the tree of the banyan, which was the abode of the ghost. After 1 month, the Bhagavatam was completed, and then and there, the tree crashed to the ground, and the ghost was gone for good. Everyone was thankful for this act, except the few dishonest persons who were worshipping the ghost. Bhaktivinoda's next move was to Puri. The government commissioner was much pleased to get him in his division, and he asked him to watch the affairs of the temple of Jagannath on behalf of the government. It was through Bhaktivinoda's exertions that many malpractices were checked, and the time for the offering of foods before the deity was regulated to its extreme punctuality. Thakur Bhaktivinoda was especially entrusted to quell the rise against the government of one Bhishikeshena, who declared himself to be an incarnation of Mahavishnu. During the course of his investigation, Thakur Bhaktivinoda found him to be a hoax and a culprit, and charged him with transgressing government injunctions. After his trial, the fellow was sentenced to imprisonment for a year and a half, but he soon died in jail. This man was really possessed of unnatural powers, but as they were the outcome of non-spiritual practices, he had to submit to the Thakur when he later wanted him to do so. Bhishikeshena was held in dread by the common people, and everyone warned Srila Bhaktivinoda not to admonish him, even for the sake of justice, in view of the serious consequences that the yogi would inflict. But although the Thakur was not a man of ostentation and did not allow people to know his true qualities and spiritual strength, he easily cut down the demonic power of the impostor. With the fall of Bhishikeshena, there rose an impostor, Balaram, at another village, and there were also other so-called incarnations of God, but their plans were similarly frustrated. Bhaktivinoda Thakur actually cut off the hair of this Bhishikeshena while he was in jail, and in his long hairs, he held his power. But before that, this Bhishikeshena had cursed Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his family, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur fell very ill with a very high 105 plus fever due to the mystic power of this so-called incarnation. Nowadays, we have little demons. Sometimes people are claiming we were in the association doing kirtan for one guru who claimed to be Krishna, ultimately, and all of his sannyasis were the gopis. And they engaged in conjugal loving affairs. Of course, he was found out and kicked on with shoes by his so-called followers and more or less kicked out of the country. But still, people are existing, calling themselves incarnations. Even one man approached Prabhupada, young man, in New York, and he said, "Swami, today at 2 o'clock in the early days, 66, 67, 65, 66. Today at 2 o'clock, I was higher than you. And Prabhupada said, oh, accept my humble obeisances. This is the humility of the Vaishnav, the pure Vaishnav. And then he said, if you have nothing else, please go away. Another time in San Francisco in 1967, maybe early 68, Mukunda Maharaj tells the story. One young girl on drugs came knocking at Prabhupada's door. Swami, please help me. I need your help. I need your help. Middle of the night, 1 a.m. Srila Prabhupada opened the door and she started screaming something over and over. Prabhupada heard it, that she was screaming, Mahabuddha, Mahabuddha, Mahabuddha. Later they found out she was chanting, Bahula, Bahula, Bahula. Prabhupada ran, or moved quickly, to Mukunda Maharaj's apartment and woke him and, Janaki Mata up in the night. They were in the same building in San Francisco near the Golden Gate Park on, I think it was Frederick Street. And Janaki took care of the girl and Srila Prabhupada was able to go back and take rest or continue his translations, whatever he was doing. We've also had experience recently. One so-called yogi, we approached him and said, good to see you, my friend, at one kirtan celebration. And he said, don't call me your friend. I said, oh. He said, you address me as Prabhu because I am your senior. Of course, this fellow is a drunkard and a woman hunter and a doper, and we could go on, but he has many characteristics. He associated with devotees long enough to learn the word Prabhu, maybe for 1 or 2 weeks. So I said, okay, Prabhu. And he went on to explain how he was extremely advanced and that the Hare Krishnas should worship him in different ways. This poor fellow, mundane as he is, we wanted to dedicate one song to him at the kirtan. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govindam, Govinda Bhaja, Mudha Mate. You fools and asses, just worship Govindam. This was Shankaracharya, his follower. His predecessor, Acharya, told them, you fools and rascals, what are you doing? On his deathbed, he told them, just worship Govinda. Bhaja Govindam, Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govindam, Mudha Mate. Mudha is not a very pleasant word in the, is it Hindi or Bengali? Either way, is it a good word? What does it mean? Foolish. That's pleasant. That's a nice way of saying. I think more appropriate translation is jackass. Mudha mate is mudha. So these persons, as we'll see as we read the few pages of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's dealings, the Vaishnavas always have to deal with these Mayavadis who think themselves, Ye ne ravindaksha vimukta manina, twayasta babad avasuda buddhaya. The Shastra states, Yene Ravindaksha Vimuktamanina. In their minds, they think, I'm liberated. I'm a pure soul. I'm more advanced than you. Swami, I was more advanced than you at 2 o'clock today. In their minds, they make up this hierarchy of their superiority. But because they have no real regard, vimuktamanina, they think themselves liberated. But because avasuddha buddhaya, their intelligence is polluted with sense gratification and impersonal understanding. And they have no regard for the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Aruya Kritrena Parampadam Tata Padantiado Nadrita Yuzmad Angraya. Because they have no regard for the lotus feet of Krishna, actually, they're not very advanced. They're actually very fallen. Of course, as Vaishnavas, we respect even the cucarachas and insects and birds and bees and trees and everything. Trinadapi sunichena turoriva saishnuna. But we can understand who is advanced in Krishna consciousness, who is our peer, and who is innocent that we preach to, and who is not so innocent that we avoid. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, they spent their time defeating the Mayavadis. Of course, for us, even our Srila Prabhupada, Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desa Tarine, is not that we befriend the Mayavadi. Prabhupada's mission was to defeat Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desa Tarine, Mayavad and Sunyavad, not friends. Actually, they need to be instructed how to worship Krishna properly. That is our business. But as Vaishnavas, we are humble. We can call anyone Prabhu, Prabhuji. For the rest of our kirtan, I said, thank you so much to Prabhuji. I forget his name, Prabhu, for allowing us to come and chant, thank you, Prabhu, and all of you Prabhus. I was very sincere. Maybe not so much, but the idea is there. Everyone is our master. Prabhu actually means master. I asked him, how old are you? He said, I'm your senior. I said, how old are you? He told me. I said, no, we're peers. We're same age about. Maybe I'm a few months older. He said, I'm not talking about that. I never heard any devotee come and say, you must call me Prabhu. I've heard corrections when people say, Danyavad Pranam, when they answer on phone. You're supposed to say, and we reiterate this, please accept my humble obeisances, all glories to Prabhupada, or all glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. That's how we answer the phone. That's how we talk to each other as Vaishnavas. Oh, please accept my obeisances, all glories to Prabhupada. If someone says, Danyavad Pranam, or someone says, hey man, what's happening? You can correct them. Please accept my obeisances. All glories, Sri Guru and Gauranga. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur defeated these Mayavadis, Vishikashen and Balaram, so-called Balaram. During his stay at Jagannath Puri, Thakur Bhaktivinoda devoted much of his time to the discussion of spiritual works and prepared notices on the Vedanta Sutras, which were published with the commentaries of Baladeva Vidyabhushana. He also composed the Kalyana Kalpataru, from which Vibhavarisesha, that's a nice song, Vibhavarisesha, Aloka Provesha, here in our Vaishnava songbook, so many Bhaktivinoda Thakur songs. One selection appears in this book. This may very truly be termed an immortal work, and it stands on the same level as the divine writings of Narottam Das Thakur. In 1877, he left Puri on government service, and in 1881, he started a well-known spiritual journal called Sajjana Toshini, The Satisfaction of Pure Devotees. He also published the Sri Krishna Samhita, which revealed to the world the underlying philosophy explaining the spiritual existence of Krishna. This book opened the eyes of educated people to teach them their true relationship with God. It also attracted the admiration of many German scholars, for although the public regarded Krishna as a poetic creation of erotic nature, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur revealed Krishna as Parabrahman, the supreme transcendental person, the absolute being, on the basis of Vedic evidence. At the close of his stay at the village of Narayal, he visited Vrindavan. There he had to encounter a band of dacoits known as Kanjaras. These powerful bandits spread all over the roads surrounding the holy place and used to attack innocent pilgrims. Bhaktivinoda Thakur brought this news to the government, and after many months of struggle, extirpated, I guess that means got rid of, the bandits from Vrindavan forever. From this time on, Thakur Bhaktivinoda preached extensively in large gatherings, explaining all of the precepts of the Sankirtan of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. While staying at Barashat, Thakur Bhaktivinoda met the famous Bengali writer Bankimchandra. This novelist and playwright had just finished writing a book on Krishna. And knowing Srila Bhaktivinoda to be an authority on topics of Krishna, he gave the manuscript to Bhaktivinoda Thakur to see. It was full of mundane Western stylized speculations and ideas. But after 4 days of discussion, Bhaktivinoda had the whole text revised by Bankimchandra to accommodate the pure supermundane precepts of Lord Chaitanya. During his last year at Barashat, Bhaktivinoda was requested by a noted high court judge to publish an authoritative edition of Srimad Bhagavad Gita with the commentaries of Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, as well as his own, Bhaktivinoda's translation. The preface, written by Bankimchandra, expressed his gratitude to the Thakur for his endeavor, and when it was published, the copies were soon exhausted. Then Thakur Bhaktivinoda published a unique work entitled Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita, The Nectarine Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which dealt with Lord Chaitanya's theistic philosophy and the philosophies of the Western speculators. This book defeats every other philosophy point for point and establishes the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya as supreme. In 1885, he started a society named Sri Vishva Vaishnav Raja Sabha for the propagation of pure Hari Bhakti. Many eminent citizens of Calcutta joined the society, and several committees were organized with assigned duties. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was so anxious to see the land of Lord Chaitanya that he applied many times for a transfer to any town nearby. Upon not receiving the desired transfer, he formally submitted his resignation from public service, but it was refused. Then, to his great rejoicing, he obtained a transfer to Krishnanagar, 25 miles from Navadweep, Mayapur. One stationed at a place near Navadweep, He did not let a single free moment pass without visiting the land of Navadvip. He at once made inquiries about the exact whereabouts of the different places of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. He soon discovered that the then city of Navadvip was a town of only 100 years standing, so he was curious to locate the actual birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. He was convinced that the town of Navadvip was not the authentic location, and he at once commenced a vigorous inquiry to find the truth of the matter. But he could not easily escape from the people who tried to make him believe, just one more page, that the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya was at that town. Then, after careful inquiry, he was told that the site was lost under the shifting course of the Ganga. Not satisfied with this explanation, he himself set out to discover the Yoga Peet birthplace. After great difficulties, he came to know of a place which was being adored by many realized souls as the true birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and which was then in the possession of the Muslims. Local inquiry and corroborative evidence from ancient maps from the latter part of the 18th century, which showed the name Sri Mayapur, at last helped him to discover the real site of the birthplace. The discovery led to the publishing of a valuable work called Navadvip Dham Mahatmya. Chapter 5 of this book has appeared in ISKCON's Bengali Back to Godhead magazine. Everyone should get a copy of that Bengali Back to Godhead. The year 1895 was the most eventful year in the history of the Vaishnava world, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the prime mover of the events. It was in this year that he officially memorialized the birth site of Sri Chaitanya and brought its true identity and importance before the public eye. Thousands of visitors were present in a function held at the spot. Just after retiring from government service, Thakur Bhaktivinoda himself, in a spirit of perfect humility and with a view in giving a firm standing to the discovery, went from door to door to raise funds for a temple. In the Amrita Bazaar Patrika newspaper, on December 6, 1894, the following article appeared. Babu Kedarnath Dutt, the distinguished deputy magistrate, who has just retired from the service, is one of the most active members. Indeed, Babu Kedarnath Dutt has been deputed by his committee to raise subscriptions in Calcutta and elsewhere, and is determined to go from house to house, if necessary, and beg a rupee from each Hindu gentleman for the noble purpose. If Babu Kedarnath Dutt sticks to his resolution of going around with a bag in hand, we hope that no Hindu gentleman whose house may be honored by the presence of such a devout bhakta as Babu Kedarnath will send him away without contributing his mite, however humble it may be, to the Gaura Vishnupriya Temple Fund. Truly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur honored the houses of many persons for the fulfillment of the noble object he had undertaken. He went to persons to whom he would not have gone for any purpose, but for his mission, for this mission of Lord Chaitanya, and his efforts were not fruitful. Since the sum collected... He went to persons to whom he would not have gone for any purpose, but for this mission of Lord Chaitanya, and his efforts were not fruitless, since the sum collected contributed to the construction of a building of the holy site of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. The work of preaching the holy name was also in full swing, and it spread fast into the distant corners of the globe. The Gauranga Smarana Mangala Stotra, with a preface in English pertaining the life and precepts of Sri Chaitanya, came out from Bhaktivinoda's pen soon after the discovery of Lord Chaitanya's birthplace and found its place in all the learned institutions of both hemispheres. The more the names of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna were preached, the merrier was Thakur Bhaktivinoda. He therefore made annotations of Sri Brahma Samhita and Sri Krishna Karnamrita and gave to the world his immortal and precious works, Sri Harinam Chintamani and Bhajana Rahasya. He also edited with commentary Srimad Bhagavatarka Marichi Mala, which contains all the most prominent shlokas of Srimad Bhagavatam pertaining to the Vaishnava philosophy. His pen never tired, and it produced many other Vaishnava philosophical works. He would rise at 10 o'clock at night after resting for only 2 hours or so and write continuously till 4 in the morning, composing songs, essays, and books. Most of his work appeared in the Sajjana Toshini magazine. He was equally engaged in writing and preaching the holy name in many districts of Bengal. His personal appearance at villages had marvelous effects on the people. To maintain the center of Nadia, he built a house at Sri Goduma Dweep, which is called Sri Swananda Sukara Kunja. Here in this abode, the preaching of Harinam continued in full swing. It was at the beginning of the 20th century that he chose to live at Puri and built a house on the beachfront there. Many honest souls sought his blessings and readily obtained them when he accepted the renounced order of life by accepting Babaji initiation from Srila Gorkishore Das Babaji in 1908. Though he was leading the life of a renounced soul, he could not avoid the men of all descriptions who constantly visited him. All of them received oceans of spiritual training instructions and blessings. In 1910, he shut himself up and remained in a perfect state of samadhi or full concentration on the eternal pastimes of the Lord. In 1914, he passed on to the blissful realm of Goloka on the day which is observed as the disappearance day of Sri Gadadhar. Here we quote a stanza written about the samadhi of Haridas Thakur, which Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote in 1871 to explain what influence a Vaishnav carries in this world even after his departure. He reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavs die when thou art living still and sound. The Vaishnavs die to live, and living try to spread the holy name around. Please repeat after me. He reasons ill who tell that Vaishnav dies when thou art living still and sound. The Vaishnavs die to live, and living try to spread the holy name around. So everyone should memorize that, if possible. He reasons ill who says that Vaishnavs die when thou art living still and sound. Vaishnavs die to live, and living try to spread the holy name around. Srila Bhaktivinoda predicted soon there will appear a personality who will preach the holy name of Hari all over the world. It is clearly understood that His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, is that personality. I offer my prostrated obeisances first unto all the devotees that have surrendered unto His Divine Lotus Feet, and next unto the devotees who will in the future take shelter of His Lotus Feet, and that I then offer my humble obeisances unto His Lotus Feet again and again. May He bless this first translation attempt so that it may be accepted by Lord Sri Krishna. And may He engage me in the service of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya, and Radharani. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur Ki Jai! Get a chance. This Saturday is Rath Yatra in Tijuana, and we will all be there. Thousands of devotees, everyone from Los Angeles, should give up everything that Savasana Naikatma allow you to give up and come Saturday by noon, earlier if possible. There'll be many wonderful treats and surprises. Rath Yatra Tijuana Ki Jai. Temple Bhajan Band will play six times.